Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Winter has come and it's about 30 degrees. Welcome live on a podcast from hot summer Manchester to the start of a box set pod mini series, Game of Thrones Season 7. Spoiler alert. Yes, in a couple of days you'll still get our usual podcast, the next of which is the Netflix newbie Glow, starring Marc Maron and Alison Brie. So watch episode one before then, if you can, or just join us and we'll decide whether or not you should watch it. But right now it's time to discuss the new Game of Thrones series. This is going to be a short podcast. My name is Howell. I have a terrible memory for names in both reality and box set, so I'm going to sound like an idiot. But here's the true idiot, and I always remember his name. TV companion, lifelong radio compadre, and bald as a coot, Jamie Atherton. What are you doing?
I'm doing the middle bit, the melody. You're just meant to carry on with the rhythm section.
I've
got a number of points to work through.
So have I. How are you feeling immediately after watching?
Exuberant, effervescent, alive.
Are you?
I really enjoyed episode one. I know that people will say it was slow. It basically didn't move anything forward. But I think it was important. After season six, shed loads happened. It's important that we had a breather just to remember all the plot points.
I think we've seen slower. I think there's been much slower in the past. But I am feeling disappointed. Quite concerned, actually.
Really? Well...
Let's begin with what you liked.
Okay. Right, yeah. First of all, a great opening scene. Goodbye. F you, Freys. You're all out of the town. Every single member of the Frey family was completely killed.
Not true.
By the wonderful Arya. That was a great starting scene.
Not true. I mean, she did a scene. Well, she did a whole speech about not leaving one wolf in the pack, and she left the daughter who was sat next to her.
No, they were the wives.
Were they? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fine. All right. Well done, her.
Jeez, Howell, come on. Yeah. I mean, they were the wives, and she left them because they were clearly very unhappy women. So, and she did them a favor, a massive favor. So I'm sure they're cock-a-hoop.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great way to start. Bye, bye, Freys. I'm Arya Stark. I kill everybody who I do not like, and do it in style. It was a fantastic start to the show, and then boom, straight into the opening credits, and then another 10 minutes of opening credits as they go through.
Yeah,
the different
it's long
places.
Now, isn't it? I mean,
bloody hell!
By the rules of TV, Aya cannot be the last woman standing because she's killed so many people, and people who kill people always die. But on the other hand, if she did become the ruler of all kingdoms at the end, it would make sense because she's gone on the longest, hardest journey in many
ways. It's been the hardest one. It really has. And I mean, like, her journey, like, where she ends up going, who knows? I mean, Arya Stark, yes, her journey has been vengeful and a bit bitter. Understandably, obviously, but the thing is, there was that scene, isn't there, where Ed Sheeran tried to destroy by turning up and going on about how he's written a new song.
My God.
I know that's obviously the biggest.
Well, we've got to come on to this. What else did you like about the episode before?
I love Sandor Clegane. I love the Hound. Every single line he delivers is a zinger.
I disagree.
Come on. What? He had one line. You're not fooling anyone with that top knot, you bald beep.
Right.
It was a brilliant line.
And that's my problem with it, right? Nobody... Let me tell you where I am, right? Nobody in that... Something that's happened since we left behind the often accused misogyny writer of the books is that we've entered a modern TV world, right? In season six, I felt like the writers were moving away from the books with a big speed and it was refreshing, lots happened, Battle of the Bastards, etc. But I felt that they kept the original language much better than in this episode, where I thought there were a number of moves, like Ed Sheeran, but more so in the language, which made it feel very modern. For example, there's quite rightly a statement of feminism at the moment that we've discussed a lot on this podcast, and about female roles and all of that. And there was a few lines with Jon Snow there in the banquet hall where, when it was actually said, just because they're girls doesn't mean they can't fight. And on the one hand, great, well done, I agree. But on the other, it reminds me of times when things are mentioned just because they're of its time, rather like if you were to say, just because he's black doesn't mean he can't be one of us. Hear, hear, you know. And I want them to do it. If it's going to be an all-female lead at the end, which I can see, you know, Sansa, Aya maybe, certainly Dragon Lady, and Sensei, what's she called? The sister. It could be
Sansa.
It could end up as an all-female thing, but I want them to show us that rather than literally have a scene where they debate something like that. I just want them to do it and not... It's almost insulting, I think, to kind of make it so... Anyway, it makes it very modern, and the Ed Sheeran thing was a clunking example of that. And the other, for me, was that, was when Bernie Face Man said, who wears a bun on their head? Who wears a top knot? You bald... And it's like... He probably, his character, would not even know the term top knot, surely.
Yeah, but you're reflecting, of course they are maybe bringing a modern phrase into the show, but you're also bringing to that your own idea that, oh, this is something that, what he is doing is noting what somebody looks like. It is a top knot. There's no other way of calling it. You can't call it anything other than a top knot on his head. So I don't.
Yeah, you can. I wouldn't have known. I've never.
What would you? What would you have called it? What would you have called it on his head?
Well,
what's the other term?
I don't know.
And you know that's the point of Sander. He's miserable. He's a grumpy old man.
Yeah, he is. But I just don't. I just didn't believe it. I just didn't believe that line, and I didn't believe Ed Sheeran a bit. What on earth are they doing with Ed Sheeran in this?
The Ed Sheeran thing was a massive mistake. They were probably getting free tickets for the daughters. I don't know what was going on there. But as for the northern scene where they bring in the women, it's important that scene because they're talking about the fact that these White Walkers are coming, and the northern part of Westeros. Is definitely they are very much traditional. Women don't fight. You know that is the traditional way these men and the society is. So it's an important thing to bring up. But it also is bringing up the desperation of the community, realizing that the White Walkers are going to. So you need to feel that urgency of everybody has to fight. We can't have 50% of our population sitting at home in our very backward society. We have to have everybody fighting.
Yeah, I get that. It's just the kind of. Just because they're women doesn't mean I don't know. There were lines all the way through, and Ed Sheeran summed it up so well. If he'd have been an amazing actor, I'd have been like, fair enough. But those lines and his appearance took me out of it. Made me very aware that this was a recently filmed TV series, and it shouldn't.
Listen, I agree. Ed should not have been there. He stank up that scene, which was actually a very important scene.
Putting that down to one bad apple. I'm saying
it's
systemic. It could it's be not. Systemic. And what we need it to could, look out
you're
for
worrying.
As we move Listen. Forward is more of this rot in the veins. I hope that it isn't the case, but it could be rotting.
It's always hard to... I mean, it's hard to judge. And you've seen some signs that you're worried about. I see Ed Sheeran as an anomaly. I see... These showrunners are still firmly got the feet on the ground and they know what they're delivering, and they're delivering it at the right pace with some really interesting plot points. And I like that the fact that they went to all the different keystones, touched on them all, touched on the different plot points, just breathing us in nicely. And they may have, by doing that, they may have made some mistakes. They may have made some missteps. Ed Sheeran is a huge effing mistake. You know, I don't know. I mean,
what was
like
the
that,
last?
That,
let's move on from Ed, because we've got to wrap this up. What was the last scene in that episode?
The last scene was at Dragonstone. Mm. Was there she was, Daenerys, shall we begin?
Everyone's,
boom.
So give me your predictions. What is going to happen? Everyone's heading to Dragonstone. There's going to be a big fight there because everyone's mentioned that place in this episode.
Yeah, I mean, she's going. I think they'll take down Cersei quite quickly, and I think Cersei's going to be killed by her brother. I think the big battle is the battle with the White Walkers. That's where Jon Snow, and that's where Daenerys and Jon Snow are going to get together, because all the dragon glass, guess where that is? It's in Dragonstone.
You are suggesting that the Lannisters are going to be taken out of this first.
I think they're going to be.
You
I think end of this series. I think end of this
rocker.
Series. End of this series. Cersei has been killed, probably by Jaime Lannister, as the prophecy suggests. I'll talk more about that at another point.
Right, okay.
And we'll be moving on to next series, which will all be about the White Walkers and the survival of humanity. Because Jim Broadbent, who made an appearance, nicely done, sir,
yep,
says it's just another battle, it's another war. Well, this is the War to End All Wars, that one right there. Okay.
Join us next week, but we would love to hear you. These are short podcasts, and we would love to feedback your comments, so send us an email with whose side you're on. Should we be worried about Sheeran rot? Or should we be completely happy and pleased with things as Jamie is? Whose side are you on? Let us know. H or J. Studio@theboxsetpod.com. Studio@theboxsetpod.com. And we will be back Friday with the gorgeous ladies of wrestling.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.